Hi, I'm Caitlin Alexander, and this is the Budget Affair Podcast, where we talk all about money management, the mind, the emotional experiences involved, and how it's all morally neutral. I am a single mom with money to save, bills to pay, and debt to tackle, and I advocate for women like me to confront what they're willing to change. Join this affair every Thursday at 10 a.m. for a daily dose. Thanks for listening. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. Today I want to talk about self-care and how freaking hard it is, okay? I talked about this years ago, about how self-care is not like the getting your nails done and your hair done and, you know, the fancy dinners. Self-care is not always luxurious. It's not always cute. It's not always the face mask. And I've had to grasp that concept as of lately. Because as of lately, taking care of myself has been a little difficult. And I'm wondering if it has always been kind of difficult. And I just never really recognized it. The more I am growing within the relationship that I have with myself, the more I'm just like recognizing certain things about myself. And if I'm being totally honest, I feel like I've always struggled with self-care. Recently, though, although I find self-care to be hard, such as cleaning my space, making my bed, doing my laundry, folding my laundry, reading my book, doing things that tap into my mental, my physical, going on my walks, my spiritual self, those things, although they are hard, they are so necessary. And I'm sitting here watching this video on YouTube. The girl's name is Kayla Cake, I believe. And she, on part of her vlog, she woke up and she was like, yeah, I wasn't feeling too good yesterday, but I woke up feeling good today. And today I'm going to... Sorry, y'all. And today I'm going to do some things that make me happy. And she literally just took the words out of my mouth, because I say that to myself all the time. Like, I find that one day I might not be doing well, right? Like, I might be feeling super anxious and just down and not wanting to get out the bed. And sometimes that rolls over into 2 or 3 days. And in the past, it was weeks and months. As of lately, it only gets as bad as about 2 or 3 days before I'm just like, okay, let me get up, do some stuff, do some things that really make me feel good that I can do in my immediate space. You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's easy to like go and like purchase something or get your nails done. Or y'all, I ain't gonna even lie. I'm gonna be honest. Even doing that has been a struggle for me. Like, I just did my nails today, but I'm mostly talking about the aspect of self-care that require you to do chores, things that you did not want to do as a kid. You have to do those things because they just make you feel good. I find that making my bed just makes me feel like it makes me feel safe. It makes me feel warm. Lighting a candle, things that smell good, just make me feel good. When I walk into a clean bathroom or a clean kitchen, it just makes me feel good. It just, I don't know, it just puts me in the right headspace. However, to get to those things, right, I got to put in the dirty work. I got to clean it up. I got to make my bed. I got to get up, get out the bed and light the candle, you know, and the energy and the time that it takes to get back to the place where I'm operating at a high level of self-love and self-care, it takes time. Like, all last week, I had started back using my planner and my iPad because my life just felt like it was getting out of hand. And to prepare my iPad calendar or my iPad notebook to plan out things, my iPad planner is what I was trying to say. It took a couple of days. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It took a couple of days, but after a while, after, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days of me setting up my planner, I felt way more organized. On that first day of me setting up my planner, it was just I was preparing myself, right? And preparation never feels as good as the results. Even as far as cleaning, all last week, like, I had to take it baby steps. Every day, I committed to doing one thing that would get my space back in order. And one of the things was my laundry. I just told you, I feel really good when I do my laundry and I fold my laundry. When I put my laundry up and when I take my shower and I get out the shower and I can just go to my closet and pick out an outfit. I love that. That just feels so good to me. When I was in the office full time, I had gotten into the habit where I was, on Sundays, I was picking out my outfits for the entire week because that just felt like, it just felt caring to me. When I was on TikTok a couple days ago, I saw this mom. She was preparing her daughter's clothes for the week. And she had this cubby of like 4 or 5 different slots. And she put her daughter's outfits for the week in each slot. And that is what me planning out my outfits for the week did for me. It was like a mom planning out their daughter's outfits for the week. And as an adult, you really don't think about treating yourself like that. Like, you really don't, your mind doesn't go to the perspective of mother-daughter. But lately, I've found myself thinking of myself in that way. Earlier today, I had a conversation with myself because I'm working through some things within myself that I'm working through some of my insecurities. I would say that, right? I'm working through some of my insecurities. And this morning, I found myself feeling really down and bad about myself about something. And so I opened up my notes in my phone. And the first sentence that I wrote is, "My thoughts are making me depressed." That was the first sentence that came to mind, right? Because I recognized it. I was like, okay, something that I'm thinking about right now is like pulling my energy down. And so then I asked myself, well, what are you thinking? And I said, well, I'm thinking about this, that, and the third, right? I don't really want to go into details because I'm still unpacking it and I'm still kind of dealing with it. But I told myself, well, I'm going through this, that, and the third. And then I was able to work through what I was going through. Because when you're able to like flip-flop between different perspectives within yourself, for me personally, I find that I am much more able to cope and deal with depression and anxiety. It's honestly like my capabilities of nurturing and caring for myself have evolved because I'm able to hold these conversations within myself, right? And one of the things that holding a conversation with myself allows me to do is that it allows me to get to know myself. Because if you think about it, within whatever relationship you're in, you have to get to know the person before you can build trust with them. And I have been actively practicing getting to know my most authentic self. And sometimes that isn't cute, because what's not cute is me not wanting to take care of myself. What's not cute is me finding self-care to be exhausting. It's like, how? And so today I thought about it, right? I was like, you know what? Taking care of myself may seem really exhausting right now, but it is such a wonderful, kind thing to do for my future self. Like, my future self is really going to benefit from me taking care of myself today. And so I went on my walk and I took a shower and I did my nails. And, you know, it's easy to try and say, oh, I make this look easy. Y'all know that saying, like, when you see a bad bitch, you know, she'll be like, oh, I make this look easy. Or somebody else say, oh, you make it look so easy. And it's like, for some people, it may be easy. But we live in a world that is nuanced. We live in a world where the gray is the best version of life. Getting to know this life, getting to know the ebbs and flows of you within this life is one of the most important things that I found that helps me cope and deal. It's okay for me to have bad days. And the reason why it's okay to for me to have these bad days is because of everything I just talked about. Because self-care can be hard. The tasks that it takes for you to take care of yourself is not just the hair and the nails and the luxury. It is the chores. It is the self-talks, keeping it real with yourself. It is nurturing yourself. And I think the hard part is that sometimes we blend parts of ourselves all together as one, and we don't know who we are, or a part of ourselves become more dominant than another part of ourselves. And another thing, this makes me think about, you know, growing up in the hood, one of the things that people will always just toss around so frivolously is bipolar disorder. So if you had like different moods throughout the day, you would be considered, especially if you had really big moods throughout the day, you would be considered bipolar. Somebody would say, oh, you just crazy. You're overly sensitive. And it's like, no, I get to have multiple feelings in one day. And I think that was the first thing that I learned in therapy, was that I get to be all parts of myself in one day, and I'm not insane. I'm not crazy. I'm not a lunatic because I have all of these feelings. After learning that I can have all of these feelings, now it's all about dealing with my feelings, coping with my feelings, accepting my feelings, and honoring them. And so in today's episode, I just want to encourage someone out there that struggles with self-care like I do. It's okay if you struggle. You know, self-care is morally neutral. It's something that you can do for yourself that honors you, but at the same time, if you don't have the mental or emotional capacity to do it, it does not make you a horrible person. It does not mean that you don't deserve love or care or help. And sometimes you have to ask for help. One of the things that I asked for help with is I hired cleaners, some housekeepers, to come and clean our kitchen because I just felt overwhelmed with it. I felt overwhelmed with it. And so I had the financial resources to do it, and I did it, and I felt amazing, y'all. It was like such a reset for me. So, yeah, this is an episode where I admit that self-care is hard, okay? And my Tasha Mack voice, self-care is hard, and that is okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment. if you can, and go follow us on Instagram at The Budget Affair. Thanks for listening. Bye.